This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
Hi, this is Susan Bobro, and welcome to my home. I'm sitting here with Julie Benetti, and we are going to have, probably in the next few weeks, we're going to have some pictures, maybe some video done of us, because when you see where we're doing these podcasts, you're really at my house. You're at my dining room table, and we're sitting here talking, or sometimes we're Julie's. It's not always here, but you can hear a plane going overhead. You hear the plane, and then sometimes you hear trains going by and cars, because we are just like you. We are not doing these podcasts in a soundproof studio with scripted, you know, things that we're going to say. We're really having a conversation, and we're bringing you in. So we hope that you get that opportunity, you know, to see the video. We're going to put something up and get a sense of really what it is. You're really sitting here. The way we look at this is you're sitting here with us. We're not, you know, we don't have these big mics and headphones and, you know, people pointing at us. We're just kind of doing it, which is what we do. This is what we do, what we talk about, and we're just bringing you in.
And we don't take 2 weeks to plan it and discuss story ideas and interview topics and what we're talking about now. We actually give the most real-time content, because half the time we don't even know what we're going to say yet. We go in conscientiously into the energy of the space, and we always pull out some really cool stuff. And that's just who we are and what we do.
And the funny thing is we do that. This is who we are. Many times we turn off the recorder, you know, listening to us, and we keep talking about it. Mm-hmm. And they say, should we put this back on? Because this is really interesting stuff. And, you know, so it's not what are we going to say? How are we going to say it? It really is. And sometimes we're kind of pulling you in the middle of our discussion. But these are the discussions we have.
And you know what's funny? It keeps on plowing through my head that this is probably a podcast on, authenticity. Oh, that's like the latest buzzword. And you know what I want to say is, if you're questioning if somebody or some company or even yourself has authenticity, then you probably don't have it. Because when you're asking the question, you probably don't have it. Why would you need to question it? Because if you go into a space and you're completely present and you're completely active and you're completely in the moment, you're going to listen. You're going to listen, you're going to respond, and you're just going to be. And, you know, this is something that I say to Susan all the time. It's just relaxing into the space, just relaxing into being yourself.
And who does that? Actually, you and I do it.
Right.
And the reason I could say that is because I get people all the time shaking their head at me, like, what are you talking about? Or, like, where'd you come up with that? And you know what? I've gotten to the point, and I'm sure you know, it's the same with you. You hear it all the time, and it's like, you know, I've kind of embraced that I don't think like everybody else does. I don't think of myself as being special. I don't think of myself as being different. I just think that I just am who I am. And I think a lot of people, when you open up to who you are, it's actually kind of fun, because you never know what the heck's going to come out.
And you know what the funny thing is? Who else can open up to who you are except for you? I mean, you know, there's such a simplicity to some of this stuff that you just have to kind of weed away all the crap. And I mean, if you're not opening up to who you are, well, who else is going to do it? Because really, everybody else is, as they're focused upon themselves, it's really upon almost this, I'm going to go there, social media image of themselves. That's not even themselves.
Well, I think the funny thing, you know, if you think about it, everybody is really self-absorbed. And, you know, but that also relates to me and to you and to everyone else. I'm self-absorbed with myself, with who I am. And if I have to worry about what people think, if I have to worry about, oh, God, did I say the right thing or did I do this? I'm a good person. I always speak from my heart. good, bad, or indifferent. I speak from my heart, and I have integrity. And if I know that, then if I say something that doesn't come across the right way, I have to trust that it gets the way it's supposed to be. I listen to my intuition, and I always try to speak from a space of being honest, not only with others, but with myself. And I think if you start doing that and you worry just about yourself and you don't worry about the message or what you look like or what you... Everything starts to change and rearrange in a way that works for you. And then that's the easing into it. And the more it starts to work for you, then you start doing it more.
And you know what's ironic? Because I'm actually kind of squinting and smirking here, because when you said it, it sounds really funny to me, because I agree with, you know, pretty much the totality of what you said, yet the way you said it, you said you're focused on yourself, yet all you did was bring up everybody else.
Well, no, I'm saying if you don't do that, if you focus on yourself and you don't focus on everybody else. So if I didn't make that clear, my apologies.
So Julie, we wrote 10 plays of the Entra scripts.
Yes.
Do they seem believable to you?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? They're a hoot. I relive them most of the time.
But they're not traditional magic scripts.
No, they're not. It's real magic based in energy. It's cool stuff.
And everybody can do it.
That's right, everybody can.
Hey, it's Julie here, and we have to do this interruption really quick because we only have a couple of seconds, because we're interrupting some good content, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
And what are we interrupting for? That was too long of a gasp. We're interrupting to say we have ebooks, books, and podcasts galore. You remember that old song that Tom Petty sang?
Which old song?
The waiting is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so right about that. The waiting is the hardest part. The coolest thing about all the stuff we've written, you can get it as an ebook right now.
Right.
Live on Amazon. And you know what they say, there's no time like the present.
So what are we doing here, Susan?
Oh, we're doing commercials.
That's right, we're doing ads.
But what are we selling?
I don't know, what are we selling, Danny?
I don't know, what are you selling?
Everybody's selling something, aren't we selling something?
I don't know, my father used to ask me all the time, what the heck are you selling?
So, I can imagine why, but let's get back to focus on what we're talking about here. We're talking about content.
Content and energy.
And humor.
Podcasts that take you out of the dumps.
There's so many to choose from. Enjoy.
And if you like the energy of this ad, hello, come along with us. 4 podcasts, tons of books, tons of ebooks. Ever have something happen and wonder, how does this relate to my life? Often, it's in your perspective. Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, can help you clarify your perspective. Susan and I wrote it for ourselves to process what we were experiencing. Face it, we all experience similar situations. It's our reactions that count, and often against us. Awareness is a commodity today, so raise the value in your journey. Do the work with Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, and Energetic Invocations series today on Amazon.
But that's what I was, because when it's about you, all that outside gets quiet. You just kind of,
it can't be about you saying the wrong thing to somebody else, because then it becomes about somebody else.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, if whatever it is you do and you say, if you're authentic and true to yourself, that's why I say I believe I have integrity. I'm honest. I speak from my heart. So whatever I say to whomever at whatever time, including myself, I trust me. And who's going to hear it, it doesn't matter, because they're going to hear it with whatever bias they live with.
Okay.
And, so I'm saying in that, you just let all that go.
Okay. And in that, which is very funny, is that there's so much out there telling you, you know, A, you're not authentic. B, this is how you be authentic. And this is how you are your authentic self. And, you know, this is the list that you have to attain to be your authentic self. And there's such, you know, a fakeness to all that.
Well, and I think that gets very old very soon. When you have to go through life being fake and keeping up some kind of a facade, after a while, it really wears on you.
It's just It's funny because it also relates to, you know, one of our biggest trending podcasts is What's the Matter with You? And it's out there getting a lot of listens and a lot of downloads.
And you know, I don't remember what we said.
Well, I think
I don't remember what we said because when we're in the space, we say it. And then it's like afterwards, what do we say? And it's like, darned if I know.
Well, you know, there was a little bit of, you know, a little bit of, I don't know, advertising or something in that, because there was a little bit of persuasion, I think, because, you know, I mean, Howard Stern, you know, has been known to, you know, in a degree, kind of tell everybody off. Mm-hmm. And it almost seems like everybody wants to be told off. And so here we are saying, what's the matter with you? And we're going to tell you, oh my God, let me listen. What did I do? What's the matter with me? And you know, it's really funny because, you know, I would never sit there and say, this is what's the matter with you. I mean, I would flash it back to myself and work on myself. And I would never say, you're not authentic. This is how you have to be authentic. I mean, granted, I mean, it's like a gnawing tsetse fly in your ear when somebody, or a mosquito that's flying around, you know, ready to bite you, going, if someone isn't authentic, you can just tell.
Well,
but for somebody to say, this is how you need to be authentic, I mean, that's a joke.
Well, it's even today, we were working really hard, and we had this visitor that came in. And the funny thing is that, you know, he was asking what we do, and we told him, and, you know, he says, wow, well, you've got one heck of a chore in front of you if you're trying to change everyone. And I looked at him, I'm like, that's not what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. I said, I've lived that life of worrying about everyone else, about being the fixer for everyone, about trying to heal, trying to help, trying to be the good person. And I had to do a lot of soul searching and move from that spot to who I am today, which is much more confident. I'm confident in myself, but I also know, and I struggle at times, that I have to be who I am. I have to take care of myself, and if I don't take care of myself, I'm only fooling myself by, you know, taking care of other people. And, you know, what I said to him is, we went through that process, and I'm just sharing. So these podcasts and everything that I do, my agenda is really to share who I am. I don't have this hidden, you know, oh, I'm going to be the guru. I got to get all these people to change. Because as I said to him, who am I to decide what anyone should be doing? Who am I? I don't know them. I don't know their grand scheme in life. I don't know what God has planned for them. I don't know what their purpose is here. I don't know why they're here. So for me to come and tell everyone this is what you should do, we don't do that. But what we do try to do is offer a pathway to really find out who you are and make those decisions for yourself. And I think that is a worthy, I don't want to say challenge, but a worthy task to share. And what anyone does with it or doesn't do with it is their call. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to, it's really interesting because when you share who you are, there's no preparation. If I have to pretend that I'm like the guru and I know what's going on, well, I better line up all my facts and I better make sure. And we do that. But, you know, at the same time, we're not going to sit here and start deciding what everybody has to do. And I think it's something that we share. And I think a lot of people hopefully pick that up. And so, you know, going through all of this, I'm not trying to sound, you know, like I'm droning on and on. Julie, you just came over and said, so what are we really talking about? And you know what it is we're just really sharing who we are. And at the end of the day, if people are honest in who they are and share who they are, that doesn't mean you run around and take care of everybody, you fix everybody. You're just sharing who you are. It can really be a great place. Great place to be.
And there's, you know, I keep on thinking, and probably because in our ancient text podcasts, I think we're going to do the Book of Five Rings because it keeps on coming to me. And by Miyamoto Musashi. And it's amazing because, I was aware of it over 20 years ago. Who cares, time-wise? Yet, you know, it was all translated in the line of business skills. And I think there's something else to it. And I just keep on you know, I've always been aware in my own life that, you know, a master shows it in their every action. So a master of a skill or a master of a trade or a master of anything, you know, just shows it in their every action. So it's a part of who you are. And I don't kind of sit here and discuss who I am. I just am. And that's really when you start talking about authenticity. And, you know, what does that mean to you? And blah, blah, blah. And I don't know how much, and here we are having a conversation about it, but I don't know how much you can really have a conversation about it.
So this we can have a conversation about, because this is really important, because we started, and you pulled out your recorder when we started talking about when you're other people's, you know.
So I was going to go into a different podcast with that.
So,
because what, you know, this is something interesting, and what we're going to leave this one on is to think about authenticity, but then to think about uncertainty.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.